This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado is taking a step today to undo the effects of the U.S. military's former Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Colorado will restore some benefits for veterans who were discharged under the military's previous bans on trans and openly gay service members. A new law allows discharged LGBT service members to apply for state benefits available to other veterans, including lower tuition and access to a military veteran cemetery. But it won't give them access to federal benefits or change their status with the military itself. Representative David Ortiz, an LGBT veteran, says the bill is meant to push federal lawmakers into action.
I'm proud to be a part of the solution on the state level to restore state veteran benefits, but what we really want to see is federal veteran benefits restored to those that served honorably.
It's unclear how many discharged LGBT veterans may live in Colorado. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
And rare and endangered black-footed ferret turned up in the garage of a Pueblo West home this week. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the house is near a prairie dog colony where the agency has been releasing black-footed ferrets. That project is a joint conservation effort with U.S. Fish and Wildlife and others to restore what CPW calls the rarest mammal in North America. The homeowner reported the ferret to CPW, which released it back into the colony. Applications for the new president of the Western Colorado University in Gunnison are open. Western Colorado's former president stepped down in June following controversial remarks related to Black Lives Matter protests. Applications are due in January. Thanks for listening to CPR News and KRCC. And if you come to CPR.org, you'll find a story and some cool photos about a new exhibit in Pueblo that looks at the traditional Mexican dance of Folclorico. Come find it at CPR.org. Denver is at 55 degrees.